The summer it began. The weather was so mild. I'd spend my days hanging out with friends, working the occasional odd job, picking up shifts at a bar here and there. And the days ticked by slowly. But that first day I saw you, I felt as though time had stopped. You were outside walking your dog, standing at a crosswalk. Your hair caught in the breeze, and as you lifted a hand to smooth it, your dress also rose a bit. The wind caught the bottom and lifted it up, giving me a glimpse of your long, smooth legs. You looked around, thinking no one had seen, but I saw. And perhaps it was creepy of me, yes, I know, but I followed you around that day. I wasn't working, and neither were you. You stopped at a coffee house, and as you sat on the patio, drinking your cappuccino, I noticed you were reading some steamy erotic novel. Pretending to shop at the hardware store across the street, I kept glancing in your direction through the window. I watched your thighs clench when you read certain passages. I noticed how you licked your lips. I watched your breath hitch, watched how your breasts heaved. You were aching for something. And I wanted to be that something. I wanted to run my tongue all over you. I knew I had to make you mine. And after a week, I knew your schedule. I knew where you lived. So when I noticed your lawn needed tending, I approached your husband one afternoon when you were out. I knocked on the door, and when he answered, I knew one more piece of the puzzle. He wasn't bad looking, but he did seem tired. A man who worked long hours. A man who didn't look after you. Who never noticed his gorgeous wife's long legs anymore. A man who never asked for a blowjob, even though his wife's pretty lips were practically begging to be fucked. And he was easy enough to convince. And he wanted me to start immediately. I had a few tools of my own at home, but I made a trip to that hardware store one more time to gather everything else I needed. I showed up one afternoon while your husband was working. It was a little cool that day, and I wasn't dressed for the weather. When I knocked on your front door, you seemed apprehensive. You eyed me hungrily as I explained my presence, and then had me follow you to the backyard. I couldn't help but stare at your ass in those jeans as you swished your hips, teasing me. That's when I knew. You needed my cock. I knew it. On the days I worked, I'd notice you pretending not to stare at me. Washing the same glass over and over in the sink. Walking by in your tiny sundresses when there was a chill in the air. I noticed that sense of longing when you watched me peel my shirt off, all wet with sweat. One day, you walked outside and offered me a glass of water. As I stared at you, I wiped my forehead with my arm, teasing you. I'd love one. I told you. But I needed you to want me even more. I needed to tease you, and I knew exactly what to do. I gripped the collar of my t-shirt and slowly pulled it over my head. I could see your mouth falling open as I tossed it to the ground. Oh yes, you are. And I smiled at you. But I had to make you wait. I needed you to crave me. Each week, you seemed more and more attentive, bringing me water, watching me from the window, sometimes just blatantly staring. You would stop and bend down, begging for my attention. You wanted me to want your round ass. You wanted me to own your cunt. I knew we were so close. The temptation was practically killing you. Sex starved and hungry for me. It was only a matter of time. And as I worked, I could feel your eyes on me, and my cock would harden and thicken and pulse, throbbing. You were a direction on a compass, and it couldn't help but lengthen and point at you towards what it wanted. You were the North Star. I needed to be inside of you. That's when you deserved my cock. One day, you appeared in front of me, taunting me in nothing but a bikini, and offered a glass of lemonade this time. You were throwing yourself at me. As you passed me the glass, I decided not to play along. Sure, you were stunning, but I didn't want to give you that satisfaction. Not yet. This only seemed to irritate you. I saw the fire in your eyes as you stormed off to a lawn chair only yards away, pretending to read and still begging for my attention. I wasn't surprised at all when you called me over. Your body was glistening. I had to force myself not to look. And as I walked over, I peeled my shirt off again over my head and dropped it to the ground. "Did you need something?" I asked you. At that moment, you decided to pretend to fire me, telling me that I did a terrible job, rambling nonsense about how your husband wasn't happy with my work. It was all bullshit, listening to those lies come out of your pretty little mouth. That mouth that needed to be fucked. You seemed so torn and conflicted, I couldn't help but laugh. There was only one thing left to do. "Well, if that's it for today, do you mind if I use the bathroom before I leave?" I asked you. You hesitated and then agreed, and I followed you inside as you showed me to the bathroom. When you walked away, I knew exactly what would happen next. Turning on the shower, I peeled off my remaining clothes and stepped into the hot stream of water. My cock was already hard and aching for you. It knew you would come to claim it. You needed me to fuck you so badly. And barely any time passed before you busted through the door. I'd left it open for you, knowing you wouldn't be able to resist. And I slowly turned to face you and opened the shower door. Water dripped down my body, falling from my hard cock, and you stared at me, mouth agape. "Come here," I commanded. And you obeyed. Of course you would. I took your hand and then lifted you into the shower, ripping off the top of your bikini and letting it fall to the floor. I couldn't wait to ravage you. But first, I needed you to serve me. Kissing you passionately, I tasted you. I tasted the inside of your mouth, and you moaned as my tongue pressed against yours. You moaned even louder when my teeth found your nipples, biting you lightly. "Kneel." You obeyed me. You took the tip of my cock in your mouth and then teased me, rubbing it over your tits. You wanted my pre-cum all over you. You wanted me to mark you. You needed me to own you. "Now stand up."
"You're ready for me, aren't you?"
I peeled the bottoms of your bikini off very slowly. And then you whimpered,
nearly.
And we kissed. And you know what I needed to do? I needed to punish your ass just a little. You needed to be spanked. I knew you wanted it. I knew you wanted my hand to turn your ass pink. I knew each time you would clench and crave my cock even more. This was just a preview of what was to come. Now, darling, now I'm gonna fuck you. You begged me to use you. You told me you were mine, that you wanted me to fuck you however I wished. And I fucking did. I bent you over, and you held on to the towel bar as I entered you in one move, fucking you, tight and wet from behind. You were hungry for my cock, and I knew it. I knew all of our little games up until this point were only going to make the payoff even better. I couldn't wait to make you scream over and over again. I pounded into you as the water fell on us, stinging your eyes. I knew your ass was sore by now, from the marks from my hands. And just as you were about to come, I pulled out of you. You gasped. We're not finished yet. As I turned off the shower, I commanded you, follow me. And you obeyed me. Lick me clean. Open your mouth, I told you. And I watched your eyes glaze over with pleasure, licking my face, kissing me down my body, my shoulders, my back, my chest, my stomach, then down to my aching cock. You begged me, please, I want it again. No! Open your mouth. You knelt before me and took me in, thick and throbbing. I grabbed your hair roughly and fucked that pretty mouth of yours. Ah, I could tell you fucking loved it. You were so greedy for me. I could tell you wanted to milk me dry. So I just let you. You asked me if I wanted to come on you. I shook my head. No. Do you want it in my cunt? You asked. No. Then it was clear to you. You knew I wanted it in your mouth. I wanted to shoot it in that pretty little mouth of yours. That dirty fucking mouth that had been teasing me for months. It was hungry for my cum. And you told me you'd do anything I wanted. You begged me to come in your mouth. And I did. When I gathered my clothes to leave, you seemed confused. I knew it wasn't over. You hesitated, then asked if I would come by the following week to take care of the pool. You knew I would agree. Anything you want, you promised me. Good. Very good.